For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, we say good morning to everybody out there and always appreciate you getting up early in the morning with us. We really do. And what a crazy day. Crazy day. Sat in that office yesterday. Starting at around, 1:30, 2 o'clock. And watching all the cuts come in. Not just for the Dolphins, but kind of looking at other positions that the Dolphins might be looking at. Including all the quarterbacks that got released yesterday. We'll get into some of those. Apparently some teams are holding on to trying to get a draft pick. We'll tell you all about that as well. We have all that stuff as Dolphins cannot play with two quarterbacks. There's absolutely no way. Absolutely no way. Not putting a guy at least on the practice squad. Just would make absolutely no sense with 16 spots and not getting a third guy ready to go, considering how important the third quarterback's already been here in town for Mike McDaniel. So, yeah. Anyway, yesterday, I was trying to think, am I going to do that surprise thing? No. Nick Needham. And here's the problem. Nick Needham did get released. Eric Ezekama did. And Gallimore had a fully guaranteed contract. And I thought he was a slam dunk to make it because of his contract. And he didn't make it, which, by the way, still walks with $1.79 million. How about that? How about walking with basically $100,000? I don't know how they pay. I don't know if they pay out all at once or if they pay him like $100,000 a game. How do I get $100,000 a week, though, just coming in wherever you are if you decided to stop playing? Although I'm guessing he'll get picked up. So we'll get you caught up on all the PUP guys and IR guys and guys that were waived and waived injured and all the different ways that you put your 53 together, try to come up with it, guys they protected, and all the other things. So we got a Storm Duck, rookie free agent cornerbacks on the team, and Tanner Connor is also fourth tight end. Is also on the team. And we had a second rookie free agent make the team, and Andrew Meyer, rookie free agent center, who, by the way, played pretty well when he got a chance to play. Obviously played pretty well because the team felt that they wanted to have an extra center ready to go. And so I don't know how we read into that with the center and the guard position. Hey, by the way, they may not be done. There could be some more changes coming the next few days. I see that. So, yeah, if you're kind of a little surprised you woke up like, man, I'm on the 53, just be careful because that could slide to the practice squad. Be careful because they could still be making some more changes as they look at this roster and look at how healthy it is and everything else to move some guys to the practice squad. So, yeah, everybody's got to clear waivers and then off to the practice squad where you can put 16 guys on there. And they'll be a big part of the team. And the practice squad, listen, there's a drop-off in money, but if we were to sit here and tell you and break down all the money you get in your first 2 years to, you know, after 2 years, the amount of money, it's still damn good money to get a chance to run around and keep your career alive. It's not like you can't live on the amount of money that the practice squad guys get. And by the way, they can negotiate too. Agents can, you know, they can get a little bit more money with the teams as well. But there is a minimum that's still damn good. So the other story, Odell Beckham on the PUP, he'll miss the first four games. And I guess we are kind of felt that was coming over the last week or so since he hasn't practiced. And Mike said, listen, man, there's no way you can just go through camp and not run full speed and not get some timing with Tua, and I'm just going to put you out there and we're going to play guess where I am stuff. No. So I'm not going to do that. We're not going to rush you back, which the Dolphins don't do. They don't rush guys back. It's 17 games. We'll take you for 13 if you can get back by then. So that was it. Cam Smith, IR. I predicted that one. I don't predict a lot of them very well, but I saw that one coming. The hamstring gives him some more time. And also, some of the numbers, they're going to go into this, at least for right now, with four wide receivers, the same amount at tight end, four tight ends and four wide receivers and four running backs. So if I don't know if people out there, as you got up and saw the breakdown of it, and it was officially, guys were keeping track of all the cuts during the day as they started to come in, and now everybody's got the final list if you haven't seen it. Two quarterbacks, obviously, Tua and Skyler. And so we start to look, man. I don't know if the D-line's good enough. The O-line, where it is right now compared to a year ago, not even close. Much, much better a year ago. With the starting five they had a year ago with Armstead and Wynn and Connor Williams at center and Rob Hunt and Austin Jackson. Matter of fact, you look at that right now, if it was all healthy, you go, damn. And it wasn't a matter of money. You go, damn, that looks good. Connor Williams apparently back with Seattle. Dolphins will see him coming up in week three. Rob Hunt got big money for a guard to go and play for the Panthers. And Wynn is injured, which is always a weird one when we sign a guy who, I don't know, usually when you sign a guy. Now, listen, it's a little different situation with our pass rushers because they got hurt. You could do the math, but you know how good they are coming back, and you're going to have them back, you know, you're going to have Jalen back right away, and hopefully Bradley Chubb will be able to catch a majority of the season. But signing guys in the offseason, this isn't me. Signing guys in the offseason, and they don't say much. They don't go, hey, we just want to let our fan base know and all the local media members, it's going to be a while before they're back. They don't do that. But for the life of me, I don't understand signing guys around minicamp or before, and so you don't get them at all during the offseason because of rehab, and then they can't be ready to go in camp, and now during the season, they're going to hopefully be able to get ready to go at some point. I just don't get that. I'm not big on signing guys to contracts if they knew and decided, well, it's still worth it because we think we can get them for majority of the games. So NFL Network came out yesterday, one of their guys that breaks stories, and said, oh, by the way, they knew Odell Beckham, there's a good chance that he wasn't going to be ready to go for the start of the season. Really? When the F did that fire? When did that one come out, huh? Huh, that's okay. That's what we do now. Hey, don't worry about it in the offseason. We're going to pay, but it's not a lot of money compared to what he used to get. But we'll have him for 12 or 13 or 14 games. Yeah, let's do that. I don't know, man. I'm big on healthy bodies. I'm big. And by the way, surgeries in the offseason, surgeries and slowly coming back for camp, but you're out there, like the Jalen, you know, Phillips story. I get those, and I like those. And they're such, you know, damn good players. But some of these other ones with guys are always injured and injured again. And guys have been around a lot and don't have a lot of tread left on their tire. I don't understand. I don't understand. And I like this team. But sometimes I don't understand. And I know these guys don't make the decisions by themselves. There's the medical staffs involved and stuff. But, I mean, Isaiah Wynn is hurt a lot. Like, every year. The reason, as a first-round pick for New England, that this happened, and it happened to us, and it was a great tease because he was really good at left guard when he was playing. And if one more guy out there writes, but he was really good when he was here. He was here for a cup of friggin' coffee. But we signed him back. Maybe I'm wrong, man. Maybe he'll play his ass off in second half of the year and lead us right into the playoffs. Maybe that will happen. So Nick Needham, there's a lot of guys that got released, by the way. They're still going to be with the team. You're going, oh, man, we lost that guy. If you had a favorite guy or rookie free agents, a couple of those guys that we've been talking about that look like they're having really good camps, they're going to be on the practice squad if they don't get picked up by other teams. Because you can pick guys off these everybody 16-man roster on the practice squad. You can pick them off and put them on your active roster, your 53. So you kind of look at this roster, folks, and it's loaded at certain positions. I said the tight end and running back position has never had more talent than it has right now overall, in my opinion. It's good. It's got a little bit of everything. It's got a lot of, like, from last year, the production to what they're going to get this year, it sure looks like it's going to be a lot more active position to me. And the running back position, and Raheem Mostert said this, and he is right on the money. My God, man. You already had three really good running backs, and then you go out and draft a guy. Actually move up to draft a guy that looks really, really friggin' good. Man, does he look good. So there's a lot of things going on. Excuse me as I get my voice back. I was on the phone late last night talking, and I can't say no to interviews. I don't know why. Guy go, hey, man, I need you. And when do you guys start calling the same day for, like, hey, man, a couple hours from now, you got any time? Wow. You know, and they're guys you know, so you don't want to say no to the old fraternity, like, yeah. And so some UM stuff popped up yesterday, too, And listen, I don't know what's going to happen this UM game, and I'm not even going to try to do it. I know some of our friends out there that are diehard fans, and fans now with these fan podcasts can get a lot more involved and give their opinions on stuff. So my first thing, Woody walks in today, and we're going to have Dono on a little bit later in the show, right? Dono's doing this for a living now and covering the team. And I don't know who the guy is he has on. He's a young guy. He's up in Florida. I don't know if he goes to school up there, if he's working up there in the, I don't know, in the library or something. I don't know, in the bookstore. But he's carrying on, and he does a prediction, and he's got like 41-17 Canes. And I'm like, wow. Okay. Talking about experience of the guys they're counting on up there to come back. And he was talking about the experience of certain positions. Listen, we got a transfer portal that I've been talking about is the key to this thing. Is a lot of guys got a lot of playing time and have had been really productive already in good Division I football. They got a bunch of those guys. 7, 8, 9. And I'm a wait and see guy, man. I want this thing to go well because it's good for business, and I want to see the Canes back. And it's kind of my team. I've now been around here. I haven't been on the West Coast. This is, I know some Canes fans that go to school there, they think it's only theirs, and other fans can't have an opinion. But hey, listen, I'm one of those guys. I didn't go to school there.
Well, you're like an honorary assistant coach when you go out there, so you're all right.
Yeah, but I don't throw that in anybody's
but
face.
41-17, I mean,
this kid throws out 41-17. I turned it off.
So I do think a lot of these guys do what, you know, say what they think people want to hear, right? And if you're a Canes fan, you're tuning in, you hear 41-17, you're like, this guy is he's with us, you know? 41, by the way, what is that, 5 touchdowns and 2 field goals or something like that? I think Florida's going to be a whole heck of a lot. I told you this. I think Florida's going to be a whole heck of a lot tougher than
I told you the same
think.
Thing. I think it's going to be a close game.
You know, I think that people look at their win prediction for the season, and they think that they're just going to be kind of a pushover, right? But their schedule is insanely difficult. I mean, that is it's the worst schedule in the country.
I don't even care about their schedule. Like,
but that's why they're only projected to win, you know, 4 or 5 games, right?
I want to see the Canes put together. It's been a long time since they put together a complete game from start to
yes,
finish.
It has been a while.
They've been in so many tight ball games, and for somebody to come out, because of what they've added to the team and just automatically saying week one that they're going to beat somebody, whatever, 41-17.
Right. That'd be pretty cool.
Beat somebody by four touchdowns.
Be great. You imagine we come in on, you know, Monday or Tuesday, whatever, and it's 41-17.
Yeah. And I'll be the first to apologize, whoever that young kid is. Anyway.
We got to get Dono's prediction today. I want to know what Dono thinks.
He said he was waiting, man.
All right. Well, he's got to deal with the post game here, by the way. You know that.
Yeah.
He's got the post game coverage, so.
So anyway, that was just, hey, man, love it. Love, you know, fans. But, man, they apparently already have forgotten about last year. And learning how to win and learning how to win on the road and put teams away when you have a chance and win tight ball games and all the other things that you have to do, because you will be in some tight ball games this year. You will have to come from behind. I watched Florida State. They had to come from behind a couple of times last year to stay undefeated. I watched that Clemson game. Clemson had them. Clemson's getting ready to go up two touchdowns.
I'd be very surprised if this wasn't a one- or two-score game come fourth quarter, right?
Well, listen, the reason we watch the game, because I don't know, right? I could agree with you. I have no idea what to expect. I don't.
If I was a gambling man, I would put it at, like, this would be like a one- or two-score game.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better.
But that's what I would guess, right, that this game would be relatively close in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Within reach of one of the teams who's ever down.
Anyway. That's fun, though, man. Everybody's got an opinion and fired up.
It'll be one hell of a game.
Now, they're also promoting a party, to be fair to the guy, and he had his all-star. He must go to school up there or something. I don't know who they
are. Oh, yeah, but you don't want a downer party, man. You want a we-win-by-five-touchdowns party.
Apparently, he was out, and he's talking about, like, three guys going, go Canes, that he walked by. And I was like, wow, all right. That's good for 10. That's good for 10 points. So, yeah, man, and I get it. You break it down and go, all right, well, our guys back that are good, and you go, okay, and that transfer portal. Listen, transfer portal's the difference, man. It just is. You're bringing in guys. You paid them a lot of friggin' money. You got a bunch of guys that have played a lot of football and have put up numbers. You got three or four transfer portal guys that have had double-digit sacks in their careers at other programs, Division One, good Division One programs, that are joining your team. I don't know if anybody hit the transfer portal more than Jason Taylor's group. They got some players, but listen. Hey, Jason, you need to remind those guys of everything else, man. We want to see you. You need to be the leaders on this thing and shut down the run and get after the quarterback. That's going to be one of the keys of this game right there. Right there. Instead of us talking about how good Mertz is and merch this and merch that, they need to merch them right down to the ground a few times. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff. My God, we're just getting started. We're just getting started, man. We are ready to go. We got our coffee. We hope you have yours and ready to go with us this morning. I do want to tell you all about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. I know I start with South Florida Chevy dealers early in the morning. Just getting ready. Get a new Tahoe. I can't wait. Can't wait for that new Tahoe to come out in just a few months. That 2025, so it's got another new look to it. I'm like, bring it, man. Bring it. This might be my last one for a while, though. I'm getting closer to the end of working here. But, man, nothing like a nice Tahoe. Suburbans, Traverse, Trailblazer, Equinox, Blazer. Really, that's the base of the SUV family for the big boys to the midsize down to the smaller, with so much style and substance and just a great look. Silverado trucks, man, always right there, though. And I always say this about the Silverado truck besides how durable they are. Silverado trucks, it's like they make a truck that's perfect for your lifestyle. When you go to find a truck and you don't want to spend too much money and you're going, hey, me and this truck can make a living. This is how I make a living. I need a truck that I can depend on 5, 6, 7 days a week. They make them for you. Silverado truck. Because that's all you drive. You need to get the family around. And you still do a little work in the back. Hey, man, we got that Silverado truck, too. We've got them all. It's never been better than it is right now. Best overall products we've had from cars, trucks, and SUVs. And on top of that, listen to this. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado models. Something for everybody. Convenient locations all over South Florida. Together, let's drive Chevy.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, it's day three of our contest here. The Great Country Show Stars and Strings coming back to Hard Rock Live November 14th. Got a chance for you to win tickets to see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. To enter, text the word acoustic. That's a dicey one. You know how to spell that one, Joe? I'll spell it for you.
No, go ahead.
A-C-O-U-S-T-I-C.
Yeah, okay.
Use like a four-letter word or something easy, but anyway, acoustic to 20357.
I know a four-letter word you want.
Yeah, I know you do. That's acoustic again. Acoustic. It's like a guitar of sorts. To 20357, you can win a pair of tickets to see Stars and Strings. Message and data rates may apply. Maybe Joe will take you to dinner.
That's gonna be a good one
at the Hard Rock out there too. What do you think? A little pre-show dinner with you?
No, that's probably not going to happen, but I hope everybody, we hope we have a lot of winners there. And
what do you like? You like the steakhouse over there, right?
I do. Council Oak.
Yeah, that's your spot.
I haven't been to the Italian restaurant out there.
Isn't there a Korean barbecue out there, too?
They got some good restaurants.
You ever done Korean barbecue where you cook your own food?
No.
With a little grill in the middle of the table?
No.
It's quite an experience. One of my favorites.
Is it?
Yeah, it's good. It's fun.
Is that one of those where there's a lot of people sit around this table and do it? Because that's not your thing if there's a bunch of people you don't know around you.
No, you don't. It's not a community grill. No.
Oh.
No. You get one on your table.
Oh, I got you. You're a very...
No, it's not like
a
community thing.
You're a private guy.
Like, no.
Now you're sitting with like six different couples and everybody's yapping at the same time. And...
No, you don't go to like make friends. No, I wouldn't go to... By the way, those places that have community tables... Not a fan of those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I expected from me. That's what
I like to be as secluded as possible, yes.
Leave me alone.
I'm not like you who likes people coming up to me while
stop.
I eat with, you know, with
tape.
Oh,
yeah, that's
and,
just
and
what I like.
You get there and
yeah,
dinner.
Yeah, that's
hey,
just
Joe,
what
can
I
you
like.
Look at this video of my kid?
No. Hey, so I want to get back here, and we got the 85-53 is done, the PUP, the IR, the waived, we're at a number, probably not done, by the way, probably going to be more work to be done to this roster. We'll find out more the next couple of days as everybody's now made their cuts, and we'll get in this quarterback situation. I'm going to throw a bunch of names out there at you that have been released or are expected, that are on the roster, but expected to get traded. So I got a list of those for a third quarterback because, let's be honest, nobody keeping just two quarterbacks, not with the amount of injuries that this league has had at the quarterback position. And by the way, the Dolphins dealt with it a couple years ago when they went to playoffs. They were playing with their third quarterback, who's now the backup quarterback, by the way, for the Miami Dolphins. So I just want to say this about, and everybody's trying to figure out, hey, what do you think is going to happen in the UM Florida game? Which truly, I don't know. Now, I do know this. This is the most talented Canes team I've seen in a long, long time. And it used to be we are good at this position. Right now, they're pretty damn good at just about everywhere as far as experience, the transfer portal. I go back to the transfer portal because the transfer portal is kind of like free agency in the NFL. Except basically you can have free agency once a year. You can keep just transferring to get where you want. And they've got a bunch of guys that have put up big numbers. They got a wide receiver put up big numbers. They got a quarterback that put up big numbers. They got a running back that's put up big numbers. They got a safety that played at a high, high level in Washington last night with nice numbers on a, you know, a team that went right down to the wire there for a chance to win a championship. And they've got a bunch of defensive linemen inside and outside that have put up really, really good numbers. They got a bunch of guys that have had double-digit sacks in other programs, so they're coming in. So you know, like, you get top-notch free agents in the NFL. A lot of them are trades, although you don't have trades in college football, but you expect those guys to come in and play at a high level, and especially the more they get, and, you know, the more teams interested, the price goes up to get those guys. And some teams, they have certain programs they want to go to, but they might leverage things a little bit to get a little bit more money. Smart. But those are the guys, if this team is going to be a 10-win team, in the regular season, 10-2. Maybe some of you think they can be better. You know, I don't know what the number's going to be. But I do know this off of the experience and the guys they have coming back that had good seasons on both sides of the ball and how good they are on the line of scrimmage, at least on paper, and what they did last year, that It's a really talented team with experience. A lot of guys with a lot of experience. They haven't all played together, but they've got experience in college football, a lot of it, that we're not going to go in every week going, well, we don't have as much talent or it's close. They have talent across the board. They have talent. I'm not saying they're fastest team in college football. You know, that used to be a big thing when Canes were really good, is everybody – bragged about the speed they had. Oh my God, where are all these guys coming from?
No, they got it all, man. You're doing a good job breaking it down, but the first part you said is right. No one knows how this game's going to go, right?
I have no idea.
By the way, you want to ask Florida State about talent and all that stuff? You don't think Florida State
that loaded defensive line that got pounded?
I mean, you don't think Florida State went into that game thinking, hey, you know, we got a lot of talent. We're coming off an undefeated season.
Yeah.
You know, we brought in a transfer portal quarterback. A lot of the same stuff kind of what we got going on here, right? So you got a quarterback in Cam Ward who has sky-high expectations, never played a down for Miami. You know, you got a running back, Damian Martinez, supposed to be incredible. We saw him in practice. He looked incredible. But when they take the field at 3:30, man, who the hell knows?
Yeah. No.
Right? The Gators could end up being good. They could end up being really bad. I mean, who? You know, a lot of this is a who knows
thing. And then the thing that is just the killer, no matter how good you are, and it happens.
You're going turnovers on me?
I'm going turnovers early.
Road turnovers, never good, right?
Road turnovers. Got a nice drive going, fumble. Fumble inside the 20. Got a nice drive going, fumble. Got a nice drive going, interception. Those have happened.
But I think week zero showed you the ball, how unpredictable college football is with all the underdogs winning and covering.
Hey, by the way, that might have been the best thing that happened to UM.
See FSU lose outright to Georgia Tech as double-digit favorites?
As the favorite of that conference, most people had Florida State 1, Clemson 2, and University of Miami 3.
Correct.
Before this thing started, and Florida State, they don't just have one loss. I mean, if it was a loss and it was like Clemson, if Clemson loses to Georgia, it doesn't affect anything.
That's a crushing way to start your season.
They lost to an ACC opponent in Georgia Tech.
By the way, it's the same deal for Miami. Like, I know you want to get off to a fast start. You want to win this game, but it's not a doomsday scenario if they don't win this game, because the ACC would still be in play.
Yes.
Right.
But I got to tell you, man.
I don't know if Miami's going to win out or anything like that. But
You just need to do a lot of good things, man. A lot of good things. You need some good performances. You need to see organization. You need to look like you've been playing together.
I agree with you on the turnovers, though, and just overall composure of the team. You do want to see that in this game, because they're not going to play in another place like this.
No. That's going to be a different level.
This is the toughest place they're going to play all season. So
I always say this. It's
nice
funny
to see, you know, them play composed.
The game is 11-on-11. Like, at the end of the day, it's like basketball. It's 5-on-5, and we go, well, the crowd. But football, you can affect not necessarily the defense, because fan bases notice to be quiet when the offense is running their offense until they get a big play and they cheer. But they also know to, you know, keep it down before the ball snapped. Well, they're going to be loud, and it's going to be loud, and I'm guessing whatever they're doing at practice with music and everything else, trying to, you know.
They had that crowd noise stuff going, man. That stuff was annoying. We're standing there in front of those speakers.
I did.
Looked over, and you tried to say something to me.
I had to move. Yeah, I had to move.
I can't do it.
But the sound at the Swamp is going to have a whole different sound to it. And so we'll see how they adjust and hand signals and maybe not a lot of motion because of it, so guys don't get confused and not sure what to go. And that's one of the reasons, I don't know how many young guys are going to play in this game because of that, when I say that, true freshmen. So anyway, I'm like everybody else, man. I did a show, you know, like this Canes Insider, and I said, I'm not really a Canes Insider, but I'll be more than glad to come on and talk about the team. I enjoy talking about them. Known a lot of them from high school and a lot of the guys down here. But, yeah,
you
man.
You giving predictions on these shows, by
no.
the way? Like you went
did
out with DJ yesterday, right?
No, did not
did they
touch
ask
that.
You a prediction?
Nope.
You said, I'm Kirk Herbstreit, I don't predict games? Or what?
No, they did. I did not do that, but I truly have no idea what's going to happen in this game.
I agree with you.
You'd be surprised? Either way,
nothing really. No,
yeah.
Would surprise. I would be surprised.
Why is
Miami,
it this thing
well,
that Florida
I
has
that
no?
Back.
When did it all start down here? And I understand a fan's a fan. The Florida has no talent.
Yeah, I here's the only thing I would say. I would be surprised if Miami got blown out on the road.
Me too.
That would shock me. And on the flip side, I'd be shocked if Miami blew them out.
Yeah,
I got Victor texting me all morning like he thinks 10 points, you know, whatever. They're it's tend to be stats, all this
all right,
different
10
stuff.
10 points, maybe.
I'm like, all right,
that's not
man,
a blowout.
Like, you know,
10 points not a blowout.
Again, I think FSU.
But 41-17.
FSU is a really good example of how unpredictable these openers can be.
All right. Listen.
Right?
No, I think
I got that, every FSU guy I know. Oh, man, we're loaded. We're gonna win out again. You know, we're going to be fine. We got maybe a little question at the quarterback, but we're good. Oh, you got beat.
Yeah.
In the opener.
And by the way,
put up barely any points in that game.
If somebody would have told you that Georgia Tech overall would control the line of scrimmage against Florida State, nobody would have believed it.
Except the one guy that picked them to win the conference on the preseason poll.
All right.
Good for that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
He should come out now. Now he's probably hiding before. Now
the guy ought to have bruise marks on his chest from beating it so hard, right?
I told you guys.
Hey, we got to go to break here. We got Atlantic Men's Clinic to tell you about, ED and low T. I want to talk to all my brothers out there that know you have low T, no energy level, dragging, and you're going to JoJo, calm down. It's part of retirement. I'm getting closer. Of course, every guy goes through that where you're tired all the time, you have no energy, and usually with all that stuff, and you're moody and not sleeping well, and because you don't work out and do the things you used to do, and you don't even walk anymore, so you sit around and eat the same amount, and you gain weight. Oh, you gain 10 pounds. Oh, you 15 up, huh? 20 up. Hey, listen, and with low T comes ED, and I had them both. I'm not proud of it, but it's just a fact. I had ED and low T to the max. Sex drive gone. My beautiful wife was making excuses for, well, you're probably stressed out. It's normal. You're going through, you know, what? What am I going through? I'm getting old. That's what I'm going through. But I got to tell you, Atlantic Men's Clinic said, don't sweat it, Joe. Went in and had that appointment. Didn't even want to go to start with. Thought about 100 reasons why I didn't really want to go meet with a bunch of people really knowledgeable that I didn't know. And boy, am I glad. If you've ever done anything you didn't feel really good about and then you got there and you're like, damn, I'm glad I came. It is Atlantic Men's Clinic and that first appointment. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. They put you through it all, including their professionals, and put you through the test and everything else to find out what's going on with you with the low T and ED. And within a couple of weeks, man, it was 6 months, a little more than 6 months ago. And I got to tell you, I really do. I've seen the owners now two or three times at the office and here at the building. And I thank them, man. I start, and the women are sitting there with us, and I'm going, hey, man, I've had great experience both ways, and I want to thank you. My energy level, my sex drive, all of it. And I just love telling guys out there in their 40s, 50s, and 60s that are really slowing down, if you know what I mean, to go have an appointment. Meet with him. 877-455-7300. Have an appointment, man. 877-455-7300. Or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com and get more information. I promise you, Atlantic Men's Clinic can really turn back the clock. Since I got here in 1980, where it is now has nothing in common, man. We are a lot of folks. A lot of folks moving down here to South Florida. No question about it. You got to pick your time to get around.
Would you mind addressing something that we were asked here on the text line, the Mike White situation signing with Buffalo? Is he going to give them the entire playbook? Or, like, what's the plan?
Hey, listen, honestly, so Mike goes to Buffalo, and he's got a lot of information. He does. I mean, and yes, they're going to ask him questions, and he's going to answer it. What do you think he's going to say? Hey, when Mike does this thing, what are you guys thinking? Yeah, he's probably going to spend some time with the defensive coaching staff. Hey, Mike, you're in all those meetings with the offensive coordinator and the head coach on play calling and stand that. Yeah, they're going to get some information. But got to figure out when they're going to run it, and Mike's aware of all that stuff. So speaking of quarterbacks, I did want to bring this up. From yesterday. See, I'm going to run some names by you. Would he tell me if any of these names do anything for you? C.J. Beathard, who Mike, I believe, had time in San Francisco with. I believe C.J. Beathard was one of the quarterbacks going back years now.
Name a bunch of guys that I'm like, with Mike, not sure if they're in the league anymore.
Is it Bailey Zappi?
Yeah, the New England guy.
Yeah, did he do anything? Yeah. Remember there for a while for a cup of coffee. He was the hot guy.
He wasn't good enough for the Patriots, so.
Desmond
who? Ritter? No.
He got, how about that? Everybody goes, well, he's not a starter in Atlanta. He'll go to Arizona. He'll be a nice backup. They cut him.
Yeah. By the way, none of these names are going to do anything for anyone. I mean.
So I got some more. Now listen to this one. So Cleveland, the big topic in Cleveland right now is, they've named their starter, obviously, and their backup. So they've got Jameis Winston and Tyler Huntley from down here, went to Hallandale High School, has been the backup in Baltimore for a while, has won some games. So you may have to, now I'm being straight here with you, you may have to trade, because a lot of people are going, wait a sec, can you get Jameis Winston? Well, they're going to want a draft pick. Does that do anything for you?
No. I did laugh at the text here that said, talking about Mike White, he certainly didn't play like he knows the playbook.
No, but I mean, so. He knows. You asked me about the plays. No,
someone said, bring back Cleo Lemon, the Raven killer. Now you're going to, you know what this is going to
do. Yeah, brings
right?
back
you start
all,
naming
yeah,
these guys that are like complete washouts.
Well, that's what you have out there to that point.
You need a body, though. You need a warm,
yeah, you got to get somebody.
A warm body at that position.
Hey, Mike, who fits your system? Because they're all would love to have a job, and probably would be interested for you to rehabilitate some careers. The question is, who's best for your offense that you run? Which one of these guys? I don't know if you have to trade to get some of these guys with Cleveland. They're not going to keep four quarterbacks. That's hard to imagine they would do that, and looking to move one. But that's what the market looks like right now. That's it. So I don't know. I don't know if it does anything for anybody or not. And then of course Mike White. When that happened last night, you go to Buffalo?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm a little surprised. I really was. Because he didn't do much here, and
it's his third AFC East team. He just needs the Patriots to complete the.
Listen, when he's with the Jets, he goes through their game plan, and now he goes. It's different now. It's a different guy there. But
you want to finish up the hour with some texts here?
Yeah. What do you have, real quickly?
A couple of this things on Alibaba Road. Someone said it's near the UPS headquarters. Another
I didn't
person
know that.
Said Alibaba Road is off Yo Mama Road.
See, there you go.
Yeah, very nice.
You got to get one of those in there. That's fine. Yeah. Somebody else is a little mature. That's fine. It was clean.
Yeah, well, yeah, some of them are. FSU lost a lot of players. Their star quarterback, star DL. Yeah, I know they did, but they also reloaded, and I think most people thought they'd beat Georgia Tech.
It is going to be hard to replace.
My whole point was that it goes to the unpredictability of the season opener, right? Like if this game was, you know, if we were in week five or six, and I had a really good feel for the team.
Can I give you another one?
A better chance of predicting this is why, the outcome, perhaps.
This is why a lot of people in a lot of programs will never start by playing somebody that's got a good team or in conference and likes to start with a team that is low D1 and play them, or even a D2 and write them a check and have them come in. This is why. All right, we got to get a practice. We'll be tackling, but we're playing against much different competition.
We only have four receivers, no long snapper, and your center is questionable for week one.
That,
yep,
by the
sounds
way,
about right.
Long snapper is coming back for less money, in case didn't know that thing. I knew that was going to pop up. I was waiting to see.
I think what the guy was saying, we do have a lot of injuries before the season's.
No. Listen, that's going to be a story with.
Maybe that's a good thing, though.
What? What do you mean by that?
Because maybe then at the end, people will be healthy.
Is that really your take?
No.
But why do you say that? Was that supposed to be funny?
That's like 41-17 Canes. It's trying to put a positive spin on it.
Like
if we're hurt to start the season, maybe we'll finish healthy. We were healthy to start last season. We didn't finish healthy. So
never,
maybe like the opposite will happen.
I never thought with all the things that happened, and I know we got to jump into the 7 o'clock hour here, that we talk about having four wide receivers. And that's what they're opening with is four wide receivers for now. I know a lot of people think they're going to get a fifth guy here. And on top of that, Eric Ezekama got cut. They released him. He went from, a couple games ago, they were talking about, hey, man, Ezekama keeps this going for another week. He might be your third wide receiver. He looks so good. And then he has a practice, gets hurt at the end. Told you he's limping off practice.
Yeah.
Comes out in the boot, and they go, that's it.
By the way, I got to tell you, I respect that you haven't brought up the OBJ thing here this morning.
Oh, God.
I know you don't want any want any of that heat this morning, bro. I know you don't want that.
Heat.
I still think good chance he doesn't see the field in a Dolphins uniform.
All right. Well, you
now
got,
even better than before.
Guess what? You got 5 weeks to say that, so good for you.
You got
5 weeks. You got this week and four more because he can't play for the first four
games. Just dump him at some point. Like, no one will even notice. Just quietly, just be like, hey, listen. We're going to finish the season healthy.
I would love to have somebody tell me.
That's my thing this morning. That is going to be my take this morning.
Boy, did I get.
Finns are in trouble until week five, Joe Rose, someone says in all caps. Injuries before the season better not be the narrative.
No, I agree. By the way, good one. We got some
great excuse, by the way.
We got some guys that, by the way, don't even throw that excuse.
I know
don't even
like
throw that
excuse.
One at me.
You got
about,
riled up at the injury excuse at the end of last season.
That
was an actual excuse.
We got some guys, and Ezekama's off the list, but Brewer and Benito Jones and Anthony Walker have all been banged up here for like more than a month. Like, hey, man, it's time to come back. It's time to run around fresh here for Jacksonville coming up here in less than 2 weeks. Right now, before we jump to the 7 o'clock hour, I got to tell you about Loctite. Chef's positive all the time, not taking jabs at me in the morning about Odell Beckham Jr. Chef, thank you, man. I appreciate that out there, brother. And I appreciate you reminding me it's still hurricane season, and you never know when the big guy's going to be close. There's only one thing you can do. One thing you can do with tropical winds and storms and hurricanes, and hopefully low numbers if we do get hit, impact windows and doors and roofing with Loctite, and they do it all for you. And by the way, I got great news, and the one thing you can do is protect your home. You can protect it with Loctite. They'd love to do it for you. Impact windows and doors, and yes, the roofing company too. 100% financing, zero down. Impact windows, doors, and roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. And Impact windows as low as $3 per month per window installed. Don't wait for the storm. These financing plans, they make it affordable for you to take care of right now. Loctite doing it all for you, really. Services all of South Florida. They're in West Broward, but they cover Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Loctite takes care of all the permits and HOA approvals, so you don't have to worry about that. Got a great group of people over there, really good at what they do. Use only the best material for you to make sure it's solid and great work. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor, 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. Make the call. Very knowledgeable staff over there to make sure we get going on this quickly, give you all the information you need. That is part of what Loctite does for you. Make sure you make that call today.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.